Coming from day three of the third Carnegie Conference on Strategies to Overcome Poverty and Inequality, questions have been raised on whether the South African government is indeed abiding by the Constitution on matters relating to poverty and inequality. Human rights lawyer from Stellenbosch University, Sandra Liebenberg, outlined that South Africa's constitution on paper appears to offer the most legal framework in the world when it comes to issues of poverty and inequality, but said that in reality, this is far from the truth. Liebenberg says there's much work that needs to be done within civil society and the courts in dealing with issues of poverty and inequality. She added that violent service delivery protests in South Africa, as well as the Marikana Lonmin Mine massacre, where 34 people were killed, could have been avoided if government was more in touch with the needs of the poor. Meanwhile, constitutional law expert and UCT professor Pierre de Vos questioned to what extent South Africa's constitution has hindered or helped the poor. De Vos reiterated Liebenberg's statement that our constitution does little to protect the rights of the poor, saying it's time for the poor to be seen, heard and represented in the rightful manner according to what is written in the constitution. He went on to say that the courts need to do more to assist the disempowered and not only the rich and privileged. And finally, Judge President of the North and South Gauteng High Court, Dunstan Mlambo, says black economic empowerment was a good idea and intention, but has failed the people it was meant to serve, saying that corruption and greed have created further inequality. He added that the judgments from our courts must bring meaning to the poor people of South Africa. Mantsadi Sepeka, reporting for AllAfrica.com from Cape Town.